Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine Exterior is Dutch Boy's most durable exterior paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm Joe Lisi and George Kurtz taking you around the NFL. Some offseason notes. Derek Carr, the Las Vegas quarterback, no more. He's released. Can go and search for other teams. George and I talked about it yesterday. And the Arizona Cardinals, George, have their new head coach, defensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles, Jonathan Gannon, does get the 5-year deal for Arizona, okay? He needs to turn around that defense, but more importantly, the offense with Kyler Murray. Can they turn it around, and is this a great fit for the Arizona Cardinals after potentially some of the other names that were mentioned for this job?
Well, who knows? I mean, you mentioned it there. It's not a defense that you have to worry about right now. It's the offense, and by that, it's all Kyler Murray. I would assume, I mean, I guess that's a strong word. Maybe, I think, that Kyler Murray would have had some input here because you want him to be on board, because if you can't get through to him and get him to play football or think football and study football 24-7, I'm not sure any of this is going to matter, right? This could be a trying season anyway for Arizona because for now what we're hearing is that he's not going to play, right? He won't be ready to play come week one. So does that mean he's on the PUP out 4 weeks, 8 weeks? You know, how long is he out for? So this season may be a bust. Anyway, you look at it. Well, DeAndre Hopkins apparently doesn't want to be there. You know, so that's interesting to put it nicely. You know, will they have to move on from him? What will they get back for him? You know, is it now trying to rebuild or retool around him? So a lot of question marks going into this season about any coach who ends up there.
Yeah, there are, but what I find intriguing about the whole process is about, outside of Mike Kafka, the offensive coordinator for the New York Giants, the names that were potentially linked before Gannon got the job, right? Lou Anarumo, the Cincinnati defensive coordinator, dominant defensive coordinator, right? And Brian Flores was potentially named as a head coach for this team and linked to that team. All defensive-minded head coaches. And it begs the question, okay, they didn't succeed with Cliff Kingsbury, but that offense was completely inconsistent, even with Kyler Murray at the helm, right? They couldn't run the football in critical spots. James Conner was he wasn't elite throughout the season. Kyler Murray didn't know where he wanted to go with the football. If DeAndre Hopkins isn't there, are we looking, like you said, at a complete rebuild? And maybe, just maybe, Kyler Murray isn't the answer in Arizona.
It's fair, Joe. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's just not that guy. Yeah, maybe he should have chose baseball. All right, probably not. But maybe he's just not that guy. Because the football, you know, if you want to be successful, I'm not saying you got to eat, drink, you know, breathe football, but it needs to be pretty close to that. And not everyone has that kind of commitment here. And it does make you wonder if, you know, they did put that clause in his contract when they signed him, right? And, yeah, well, they shouldn't have put it. Probably shouldn't have put it there. Probably definitely shouldn't have let it become public, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. That sort of thing. So I do wonder, there's just some issues there, some disconnect there. So we'll see here, but like I said, I think it's going to be a trying season for them. Not that there were a truckload of top name coaches out there, but Sean Payton didn't go there, right? But, you know, maybe I don't want to deal with this. I've got to deal with Russell Wilson. You know, that tells me something as well. You know, rather than a younger Kyler Murray, I'd rather go deal with Russell Wilson, the problems that he has. You know, so I guess it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't thing there, but we'll see. But I don't think this season is going to be a massive turnaround for Arizona.
And we also saw Dalvin Cook get successful shoulder surgery for the Minnesota Vikings. They expect him to be ready week number one of the NFL season. Said he's going to be dynamic. And they started to cut down on his carries last year with Alexander Mattison in terms of the backfield, the 1-2 punch. Dalvin Cook did not have, I want to say, as much explosive plays in 2022 with the new head coaching staff of O'Connell as opposed to what they had in terms of Mike Zimmer, a run-first type of mentality. But can Dalvin Cook be that guy? I mean, we're starting to see a little bit of a tail off. When you start to cut down on the carries, just what we saw in terms of Zeke and Tony Pollard, all of a sudden the less touches, the more opportunities to score and obviously put up 100-yard games. He only had, I believe, 2 in the regular season. Can Dalvin Cook be a potential, let's say, 13 or 1,400-yard rusher this season if healthy?
Boy, his shoulder problems again. I think this is like his 5th or 6th one, Joe. I mean, wow. First of all, I think he's a free agent, right? So who's going to sign him? And who's going to sign him? Well, I mean, with all those shoulder issues, and he rarely plays a full season. All right? He's always banged up some one way or the other. He's good when he's out there. You know, he is that kind of good, but I don't know. Can he do it again? I'm sure he could. I wouldn't be bad. I mean, I'm not giving him a big deal. I'm just not. I am of that that camp, Joe, where I'm not giving running backs, especially, you know, as running backs get older. He's 27. He'll be 28 this season. That's older for a running back here. Can he do it? Sure, but it wouldn't be for my team.
Yeah, we'll see. George and I are just getting started. When we come back, we'll talk about some offseason moves for potential AFC and NFC contenders, Joe Lisi and George Kurtz, right here on The Grid. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back on Football Full Circle, Joe Lisi, George Kurtz talking and tackling on the long off season of the NFL. This is it. If you're depressed now, just wait till the mid-days of March when there's nothing but USFL and XFL football, Georgie boy, kicking off this weekend. But we heard the news in terms of the intro about Derek Carr. He now is released by the Las Vegas Raiders, can shop around. We talked about yesterday Tampa, maybe New Orleans. No shot with the New York Jets, though, right? It's Rodgers or bust for New York, you believe, in your opinion, or is there an outside chance that the Jets could still potentially land Derek Carr as their quarterback for 2023?
Oh, I think there's a chance, but here's what the problem is. If Derek Carr wants to sign quick, but it looks like he doesn't want it, but let's say he does want to sign quick, doesn't Rodgers start his 4-day darkness, you know, whatever thing tomorrow? That means is Rodgers, you, no one's signing Rodgers.
I thought he was there in the abyss now. Well, I thought he was locked in a room now.
I think so. I forget what program. They said it starts tomorrow.
I have a question. Before you give me your opinion, is there going to be a clock, an Aaron Rodgers clock on like NFL Network or like ESPN? Oh, he's God. In there 36 hours. We haven't heard from him. You know, like at what point do we know? Like, is like there a bathroom break? Like, is he purging? What's he doing in terms of the solitary? Is he eating? Is he just having like
you get
bone
one, you
broth?
Get one meal a day. You get one meal a day. I think Field Yates was talking about this yesterday. One meal a day with what he's doing. I mean, whatever. This is somebody who's starving for attention. That's all this is, starving for attention. Because now everyone's talking about this, including us, obviously. So, like I said, but that means he's out as far as signing with anybody until Monday, right? So if Derek Carr, that means so teams are playing a game here. Let's just say the Jets. Let's say Rodgers is their first choice, but Carr is their second choice. Well, that sort of screws you, don't you? You have to wait till at least Monday if you want to find out about Rodgers. And we did hear that this past Monday that the Jets asked Green Bay, is Rodgers available? In other words, will you trade him? So assuming Green Bay said yes, well, then they've got to be in some discussions here. But unless that gets done, I don't know what time he's starting tomorrow, 9 a.m. So unless that gets done in the next 21 hours, you now have to wait till Monday. You know, let's say Carr signs with New Orleans by then. Well, now you're screwed because if you don't get Rodgers, now you go down to your third choice. I don't know, Tannehill, Garoppolo, whoever that might be. You know, so weird. I mean, it's just a strange situation. And if you're Rodgers, why would you do this now? I don't know. This is all very strange to me. They're going to a dark place. What are you, in a black hole? One meal a day, no electronic, whatever.
I'm a little confused. Like I am confused in the sense of, didn't he take psychedelics like a couple of years ago in the off season? He was like, you know, the psychedelics, you know, the tea, the herbal tea. I saw things clearly. Maybe he wasn't on the tee last year. That's why he threw so many picks. Could be, right? I mean, here's the problem that I have, though. You want to be a tough guy, Aaron? Take no food. Let's see if you can make it for 4 days without any food and drink. I mean, if you really want the attention, let's see how you stand there after 4 days. No drinking and no food. I mean, what are we doing here? Either you want to play or you don't want to play. I mean, I wouldn't give him the attention. And if it was me, and I have to wait for him to go into a box and look at a wall for what? Over 100 hours? I mean, come on now. At the end of the day, if I was the Jets, I would give him one opportunity. You want to sign with us, you forget going into solitary. We need to know right here, right now. And if you're not going to give us an answer, then we move on to number two. Why should he be able to dictate the terms of when he signs and exactly? Let him stick with Green Bay if they love him so much. I would, if I was the Jets, go, obviously you would want Rodgers, but Rodgers, Carr, and Garoppolo in that order. I think Garoppolo would be number three on the list.
You're probably right. I mean, Tannehill, Garoppolo, I'd be close there. My problem with Garoppolo is he doesn't play 17 games.
You know, yeah, but neither does Tannehill either, though. That's the problem.
He only got hurt the 1 year, Tannehill. He usually plays 17. He got hurt last year.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that he got, I mean, they're both hurt, right? So I would still say Garoppolo. I don't know. There's something about Garoppolo. At least he got there. He got to a Super Bowl. He got to an NFC Championship game. He was performing well this year and leading the team to a division title. So at the end of the day, I mean, Tannehill has regressed. I mean, think about what he has done over the past two seasons. Gets the team to a number one seed, throws three picks, and he's fell off a cliff ever since.
Yeah, I mean, I was wrong, by the way. Tannehill had two straight seasons of playing the full season, but before that, he went three back when he was always having injury issues. He had three where he played about three quarters of the season. And before that, he played six every game again. So he's had some injury problems here. So you can certainly make the argument that him and Garoppolo are very, very similar in that regard here. I mean, look at quarterbacks that are going to be out there, right? Mayfield, I guess. Well, he's not in this conversation, right? Andy Dalton, not in this conversation. As far as guys who are, could take somebody somewhere. It is slim pickings. You know, after Rodgers and Carr, it is Garoppolo, Tannehill, whatever way you want to put him, 3-4. You know, that's really what you're going with. And then after that, boy, if you don't get one of the top four, Joe.
Didn't Trubisky sign a 1 year deal? Didn't he sign a 1 year deal, Trubisky?
Who?
Mitch.
Oh, are we putting him in this conversation?
Well, I'm just saying he's a quarterback available.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think, I mean, he's somewhere down, like I said, in the abyss with all the other guys I was talking about. Even if I'm looking at if he's available now here.
Here it is.
Top 2 years. 2 years.
They signed him to a 2 year. So you have Geno. I mean.
But Geno will be franchised. Lamar will be franchised. Those guys aren't going anywhere. I mean, if we put Lamar Jackson and Geno Smith in here, too, well, then that's a little different. But I can't see Seattle allowing Geno, even if they can't work out a deal. I can't see them letting him leave. I mean, Daniel Jones is technically in here, too.
Right.
But I don't think the Giants are letting him leave.
Well, then let's look at the Jets specifically, because they're 25-1 with the hopes of getting Aaron Rodgers. If they don't get Aaron Rodgers, do you believe they're still 25-1 with potentially, let's say, Derek Carr or any other, let's say, free agent quarterback? I don't.
I don't either. And the Jets get a serviceable quarterback. They're an interesting squad. You know, that we know what defense is good, right? Maybe even very good. The offensive line needs work. There's still question marks even with the quarterback. The offensive line needs work. All right, and what about Breece Hall? Is he going to be that guy again? Will Breece Hall be that guy?
He can be. I mean, when will he be? So,
I think when is the better question. Great point. I'm sorry, when? You know, when does he recover from that ACL?
Well, I saw an interesting trade potential. It was on Sports Illustrated. Straight up, that well, not straight up, but obviously other players involved, but Lamar Jackson for Tua. If you're Miami, you do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson for Tua. So Tua on the Ravens, Lamar Jackson on the Dolphins. I'll tell you what, if Lamar Jackson ever went to Miami, in my opinion, I would make them 8-1. I would put them right there ahead of San Francisco and Dallas, and I put them right there with Philly, Cincinnati. I think they would be much better than Dallas and San Fran, in my opinion. From an offensive perspective, they would go toe to toe with the Bills at any given time if he had those two playmakers at his disposal. Are you kidding me? That's been his problem in terms of Baltimore. They have no offensive weapons. What would you make Miami if they got Lamar Jackson?
Boy, I mean, we'd finally see what Tua can do, right? Can Tua cook, per se? I mean, well, my God, with his running ability, too. Tua, talk about picking your poison as a defense. I mean, that's a nightmare. It's the ultimate nightmare for a defense.
Unbelievable. We'll see if Miami could roll the dice. When George and I come back, we'll talk about some other under-the-radar teams in the NFC and AFC. Coming right back. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, continuing the conversation of off-season NFL talk. Doesn't get better than this, right? I mean, we just ended the Super Bowl a couple of days ago. We're already diving into the odds, diving into teams that potentially could wheel and deal for Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr, now Lamar Jackson. We were talking in the break, George and I, about if the Dolphins do, in fact, somehow just pull off an absolute miracle and get Lamar Jackson. Let's just dream for a second, Dolphin fans. If that was the potential, first of all, Lamar Jackson would be up there with Mahomes and Josh Allen, right? And Joe Burrow. Yeah, you'd have to put him at 7-1. He's already there with the Baltimore Ravens offense. Imagine with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle at the helm. But what would the win total be for Miami? Forget the schedule. Let's just go hypothetical. You would have to say they'd be as explosive as Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles offense, right? I mean, there wouldn't be a better 1-2-3 combo outside of maybe Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, and if T. Higgins stays with Cincinnati, who's better if Lamar Jackson's under center in Miami?
I mean, you're probably still going with Burrow because he's more of a passing quarterback, assuming Higgins stays there. All right, so which is a big assumption here, but we'll play that game for now. You're probably still going there because he is that kind of quarterback. That being said, before we get over Lamar Jackson trade train here, which I think they'll be talked about this year, right, during the offseason, has to be talked about by the Baltimore Ravens. Will Miami or any other team be willing to pay that?
Well, that's
he
the thing.
He wants that guaranteed money.
Right.
That's the problem,
that was the well. I didn't go into a deep dive in terms of the article. They were saying obviously Tua was on the fifth year of his contract. Lamar obviously the money. It wouldn't be a straight up 1-for-1 trade, but it did make sense. Now they would have to obviously figure that out in terms of extra players and how would you wheel and deal and would Baltimore want to do that? If you're Baltimore, I wouldn't want Tua. I mean, I don't know. I mean, okay, so you have Tua. He's concussion prone, right? You don't even know. There's no guarantee that he's going to make it through the season. We don't even know what second and third opinions are in terms of the protocol with his injury, right? And then on top of that, he doesn't have any weapons. Rashad Bateman, Mark Andrews. You lose the whole RPO game with Tua at the helm. He's not an RPO quarterback. He's certainly not going to run with the concussions. So what are you trying? Like, it would be a terrible trade for Baltimore just to get a rookie a quarterback under the rookie deal of 5 years. I'd rather go out and try to draft one in the second or third round and coach him up as opposed to getting Tua, who might not even make it past 8 games this year.
Trading Tua for equal value is not going to work because you already said why. The concussions alone make it a problem. All right, because I'm not joking when I say, well, what's his over-under next season on games started? 12 and a half?
10.
Sounds
10?
About right.
I
you're going way under. Hey, you're going, and I'm not saying you're wrong. Because I know, did you find it weird that at the end of the season, they said, doctors said, having, because he would have had three this year, doesn't make you more likely to get another one? Haven't we always been told the opposite? When once you start getting these, it is easier to get the other another one? But now we're being told no. Well, either way, I think Tua is more concussion prone. You know, I think he is. I think he's going to have that problem maybe, I hope not, but maybe most of his career. Yeah, I mean, we've seen it end careers. It ended Steve Young's career, ended Trey Aikman's career, ended Roger Staubach's career. So we have seen these affect players long term. He's just younger. It's hitting him younger than what it hit the other guys.
I find it amazing, though. I really do find it amazing that he is 12-1 on the FanDuel Sportsbook for the NFL MVP. And the guy that we're talking about, Lamar Jackson, is 16-1. And I understand. But you're telling me Lamar Jackson, who has his own health issues, still has better upside without Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill in that lineup. I mean, I don't understand how Tua could be 12-1 to win the NFL MVP, but the Miami's all the way at 30-1 to win the Super Bowl. How could he be an NFL MVP candidate at 12-1, but then you have them buried at 30-1 behind all these other teams? That makes absolutely no sense to me.
Honestly, I get that. I get that.
Why?
Because Miami doesn't have a good defense. So Tua can have a great year, but not, make the playoffs.
But is he going to have that good of a year, George, where you're going to give him the NFL MVP? If the defense sucks,
with Tyreek Hill, Jalen Watt, the defense sucking helps your MVP cause. Because you're going to have to throw the ball a ton. All right? So I can see where they're going with that. Listen, I'm not voting to MVP for the same reason you and I just talked about. He's not playing 16, 17 games. He's not doing it. So I ain't betting it. But that being said, if he were to stay healthy, sure, he could put up monster numbers. He was when he was healthy. They don't have a great running game either. It's really going to filter through, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. It's the way it's going to be there. So I can see where they're going with that, where he could have a monster season. Now, I think the better question would be, if you believe, and Miami goes 10-7, wild card to Buffalo, can he still get it over, a 12-5 Josh Allen who has a good year? Burrow's going to have a good year. Mahomes going to have a good year. That would be the big question.
No. And your guy, Dak Prescott's going to put up some numbers in the offense. I'm not saying that Dallas potentially is the best team in the NFC, but he's going to be there with the weapons that he has. Dalton Schultz, so yes, CeeDee Lamb. Pollard, another year in that offense. McCarthy, your boy, calling the plays. It is interesting to see where he's priced 25-1. 16-1. Rodgers is 25-1. And then this guy, which I think I might give him not a pass in terms of the off-the-field stuff, but last year he seemed to start to come on at the end of the season, Deshaun Watson. We're strictly talking on the field. I'm not talking off the field in terms of, anything in terms of that situation. I've already discussed it in terms of my feelings about that all last year. But Deshaun Watson at 25-1, with the year under his belt now, and knowing obviously what they have from an offensive perspective, can he put up those numbers that we saw similar to Houston in that offense? If you can put or surround him with a couple of more playmakers on the perimeter, maybe this offense can be lethal and challenge Joe Burrow and Cincinnati this year.
A couple of more playmakers, my God. And you got Amari Cooper there, so they're not going to go that man. Maybe one more is about all you'll get here. Can he? I mean, I hate Deshaun Watson. When I think
I know you hate him, but he has to be discussed just on the field. Because he's right there. He's ahead of, which I find interesting, of Justin Fields. He's ahead of Brock Purdy, which we know has the injury. He's ahead of Kyler Murray. He's ahead of Jared Goff that had a dynamic season. He's ahead of Stafford and Kirk Cousins and Derek Carr now on the free agent market. I mean, considerably better than those guys. He's at 25-1, George, while Trey Lance is 40-1, Goff is 40-1, Stafford is 51, and so is Cousins. 50.
What, 50? He probably shouldn't be that far ahead of Goff and Cousins. All right. The other guys, he's easily ahead of those, but probably not that far ahead of them. I mean, listen, when you look at the Cleveland offense, All right, you got Chubb and Hunt, so that certainly helps because teams just can't play the pass. All right, they do have to add somebody. You know, you got Cooper on the outside, fine, you got to add somebody else. People Jones is, you know, he's a nice too, you want something better there. Njoku's a nice tight end, but you got to add somebody else there. You know, more of a legit number two guy. And yeah, Watson should cook. The season after he comes back here, he shouldn't be rusty anymore. He should play better. He can run somewhat too, so that also helps here. So, yeah, I think the offense is going to be much better in Cleveland. I do. I mean, I hope it falls apart miserably. Unless I end up drafting Watson on my fantasy team, then I won't be saying that. But, you know, I think he will certainly play better. You know, I'd be a fool not to think that. And I think Cleveland, the offensive line, solid there. It is a rough division. And you're playing Cincinnati a couple of times. We know they're good. Hey, Baltimore, they're going to be good. Pittsburgh, under Mike Tomlin, they're always good. All right, so it'll be a little rough as far as maybe wins and losses are concerned, but I think Watson will have a good season. That being said, I might ask you this. Let's just say for giggles, Watson has the type of season what we're talking about. Will the writers vote for him? Will they vote for someone with his past?
I don't think a majority
I don't think will
of them
either.
Will.
I don't think they will. Not enough. Some will, but not enough. Right. There'll be others who will look for any excuse not to vote for him. And if someone like Josh Allen or Mahomes, if their numbers are close enough, they'll go, oh, close enough, I'm taking Mahomes.
Right. I agree 100%. I think voting for Deshaun Watson, NFL MVP, they would have to go 17-0 or 16-1. It would have to be so glaring that they couldn't disagree, right? Meaning, like, it's just so, it would almost like being like Judge this year in regards to that, right? In regards to, like, Judge with the NFL, Major League Baseball. He was so ahead of everybody that you couldn't say it wasn't unanimous. Same thing with Deshaun Watson. He would have to run the table in that regard, throw for 45 touchdowns, 5,500 yards, and not be close to anybody. And their team be 15-2 or 16-1. So I agree with you. Let me ask you about this guy, because I think this is interesting when you think about George. Mac Jones, year three. If he doesn't get it done this year, are they looking in a different direction in terms of that offense and maybe they don't have the quarterback of the future? They thought they had him after year one. Year two, he regresses. They went to Bailey Zappi. That didn't work out. Is Mac Jones still the answer in New England?
Hey, we'll talk more about this after the break. It's not fair. Once again, another guy who's not surrounded with any weapons. Hell, he didn't even have an offensive coordinator. Come on, man. Come on. You know, so it's just not fair right now. But his attitude doesn't help things any.
We shall see. When we come back, we'll talk about the New England Patriots and some other dark horses in the NFC. Joe Lisi and George Kurtz right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, talking about off-season quarterbacks. We left off talking about Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots and their quarterback, third-year starter, or hopefully starter, Mac Jones. We talked about the offensive brain trust throughout the season, Joe Judge and Matt Patricia. We're going to run it with 3 yards in a cloud of dust. We're going to try and win it in the end with defense. That only works so far, Bill. Sorry. I'm starting to think he's starting to regress as a head coach. His team doesn't look as prepared as it did years ago in terms of just being that team, right? The details and getting everything from an offensive, defensive perspective down from a scheme perspective. That's not the New England Patriots today. They're completely one-dimensional from an offensive standpoint. Now they get offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien back. Can he resurrect Mac Jones in this passing attack, George? We talked about he's 60-1 to win the NFL MVP. Forget that. He's not winning it because there's too many prolific quarterbacks, especially in the AFC, over him. But can this team get back to the playoffs where Mac Jones can at least elevate and make them a contender again?
Not as this team currently stands. I mean, Jacoby Myers, Devontae Parker, Tyquan Thornton, Kendrick Bourne, Nelson Aguilar.
Terrible. That is the problem with them.
There's certainly no number one there. I don't even know there's number two. You know, I just don't know that. You know, so not as currently instituted. They're not going anywhere.
that roster, from a wide receiver perspective, is eerily similar to a USFL or an XFL type of roster. It really is. You have a bunch of has-beens on there. I mean, Jacoby Myers is more of a possession type of receiver. Davante Adams, I mean, I never thought Miami utilized him correctly. They certainly didn't utilize him correctly last year, and he can never stay on the field. He's injury prone. And Thornton, they drafted him out of Baylor because he ran a 4.240, but he has no hands, can't even catch. So at the end of the day, what are we talking about here? They have to get, let me ask you this. If Hopkins is no longer in Arizona, could New England be a team that he jumps to?
Ah, you just stole my thunder there. Yeah, they have to talk to him. Have to talk to the Cardinals. You have to. Right? Because this is, I mean, this has been going on for years. You can get away with this when you had Tom Brady, you know, because he's the GOAT, God, great, and all that. But you can't get away with anybody else. I mean, come on. We're just talking about Watson, how he needs a complimentary guy to Amari Cooper. You don't even have that. I mean, you're not even close to that. You have a good running game, solid tight ends, and you're paying him a whole bunch of money. That's a different story. And then you have no wide receivers. What quarterback is going to get better with this?
I don't know.
You need to have an offensive coordinator last season. What are we doing here, Bill? Are you really trying to show I can do anything I want here. I'm better than anybody else. On to Cincinnati. No, it's all the garbage here. No. They've got to get better here. You've got to get better. Whether you got to draft it, then in my mind, you can't wait to draft one and hope he hits right away. It might take 2-3 years before you really get really see what that player can become. You need to trade for it, you know, or sign it in a free agency, but you got to get better. You got to get better in a hurry here. And a lot of it's because of the reason you mentioned here. They're going to have to make a decision on Mac Jones, if not this offseason, then next offseason.
So here are some of the free agent wide receivers that I'll just throw up, okay? And you tell me, let's leave DeAndre out of it, okay, if they can get him. I'll just go down the top 10. Sterling Shepard, DJ Chark, Randall Cobb, old man Cobb, Marvin Jones, old man Marvin, Julio, we're talking about, could we get a guy under 25?
I can't get a guy under 30.
I mean, Jarvis Landry, N'Keal Harry, they already had him, he was terrible. Jamison Crowder, Sammy Watkins, Zach Pascal.
All right, Rashad, so you're not going the free agent route.
Mecole Hardman, I'll tell you what, Mecole Hardman, maybe, because but these guys are terrible. Richie James is on the list. Philip Dorsett, Dante Pettis. I mean, these are pedestrian. T.Y. Hilton. I mean, seriously? George, Darius Slayton. They probably would take a player like Darius Slayton and think that Mac Jones is going to put up 50 touchdowns in terms of 2023, going toe-to-toe with Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle, Stephon Diggs. I mean, seriously now, Garrett Wilson. They have the worst wide receiver core by a long shot in their own division. How are they expected to be at least a 9-win football team this year? And he didn't coach all that great. Belichick. I think he's washed up.
He's washed up for a team that's not very good, but forget their own division. They have one of the worst wide receiving cores in the NFL. Maybe the worst, without going through every team's wide receiver core. I mean, this is bad. This is bad. And by the way, even if you got the players you mentioned, what'd you name? Top 10, top 12, whatever it was. Even if they got to pick and choose their top 2 or 3, it wouldn't change anything. There are no ones here. Not one, there was one player that even close to a number one. Not really a number two. These are all washed up guys that are nice number threes, nice additions. Nice additions for a Super Bowl team, you know, when you need that extra guy. Other than that, I mean, yeah, Hardman's somewhat interesting. Slayton is somewhat interesting, but they're nowhere near close to ones. Which lets you know, they're going to have to talk. They got to go the free agent. They got to go the trade route or you're drafting.
How about Alan Lazard or Juju? Would that change things? I don't think so.
These guys aren't great with Rodgers and Mahomes. I mean,
Paris Campbell put up huge numbers in Columbus and Ohio State.
That's interesting. Paris Campbell's interesting. He might need a change of scenery.
You think so? I was joking.
Maybe.
I don't. I don't know. He can't stay
Well, he's still young, right? He's still young, and he's been playing with 8,000 quarterbacks in Indianapolis. He's the one guy I think might have a shot. I'm not predicting anything for him. Don't get me wrong. But might have a shot here. You know, might. You know, so, but I don't. Once again, he's not a one or a two either.
How about Greg Dortch from Arizona? He did well when McSorley was there. Every throw was a screen. How about Cam Sims?
I like also let you know, by the way, teams lock up their wide receivers. They don't let them get out there.
I don't know. I tell you what, there's no game changer on this list that I would say I need on my roster. I'd rather go through the draft and develop a young wide receiver and say, okay. I mean, these guys are terrible. I mean, it's not even close, George. These guys suck. All right, running backs, you ready? They don't even need a running back. But, I mean, running backs, when you look at that list. So win total for New England, if I had to book it right now, I don't care about O'Brien. I don't care. If they get DeAndre Hopkins, maybe I'd make their win total at 8.5, maybe. But right now, the way the offense stands and with those two guys still on the staff in terms of Patricia and Judge, 7 for the New England Patriots win total this year.
Let's say it's 7.5, right? Because they're always going to make it 1.5. I'm probably going the under. Either I'm going the under or I'm not betting it. It's really that is. I'm not going the over. I don't like this team. I just don't. Like I said, their defense is good, and Bill gets everything he can out of that defense. It's just the offense. And listen, the odds of them being the one team that gets Hopkins, even if Hopkins is dealt, the odds of it going to New England's not good. So they're probably going to have to go, assuming he was willing to do this, is go the draft route. And there's no guarantee that's going to be one-hit great. You know, it's going to play that's great right away. Even Jefferson took a year, you know, before he really saw what he was going to become. So hard to see this team, this being any kind of a good team, especially in that division. They're the last place team in that division.
All right, so let me give you some running backs that are out there. You ready? Saquon Barkley, Kareem Hunt, Rashad Penny, Jamal Williams, and Josh Jacobs. Not a bad list for running backs if you need a running back. No?
No, not bad at all.
I'll tell you why.
A lot of teams don't believe in giving the second contract, right?
I tell you, if I'm the Jets and you have concerns about Breece Hall, take Rashad Penny. I know he's banged up. I know he's injury prone. But when that guy's healthy, that guy can pound the rock as well as anybody. And you don't have to pay him all that much, I don't believe. So definitely you could pay him less, in my opinion, than Hunt and Barkley. Jamal Williams, I know he had a productive season with Detroit, but I would still go Rashad Penny or bust. Would you take a shot on Jacobs?
Boy, what a year he had. What a year he had for a team that was playing him in the last preseason game and the Hall of Fame game. And all of a sudden he turned into that season. I am of that belief, Joe, but I'm not paying the running back. I'm not doing it either. So probably not for some teams going to pay him more than I'd be willing to. That's what's going to happen here.
Couple of names on the – I mean, there's a lot of productive players. I mean, they have Miles Sanders. They have Samaje Perine, Boston Scott. I like Mike Boone from Denver. I think the kid runs hard out of Cincinnati, former Cincinnati Bearcat. Matt Breida is on the list. Amir Abdullah, Royce Freeman, Latavius Murray. Latavius Murray, no matter what team he goes to, he's always productive. Kenyon Drake. I mean, there are a ton of running backs that you can get on the cheap to fill out roster spots, right? I mean, they have Tony Pollard in there as well, but Dallas will most likely sign him, right?
Tony Pollard's not going anywhere. I don't know about signing him, but then he'll be franchised. He'll be their franchise guy this year. There's no way Tony Pollard will not have a star on his helmet next season.
I agree. He's so important to that offense that Dak relies on Tony Pollard as well in terms of the passing game. So we'll see. I mean, that's out of New England. How about if you're the Bears, and we talked about Justin Fields, right? We have to draft in terms of wide receiver help. Outside of Cole Kmet, they have absolutely nobody. Everybody was so high on Darnell Mooney a couple of years ago. He's a number two at best in terms of his type of productivity. But do you go free agent? Can you see maybe Hopkins going with Justin Fields, a younger quarterback, mobile? I think that's a potential good fit for DeAndre Hopkins as well. If you had your pick and you're DeAndre Hopkins, would you go New England or would you go potentially Chicago with the young quarterback?
Well, I think if you're Hopkins, the idea of Fields probably is exciting stuff, but you got to realize Minnesota, Green Bay is going to be, Detroit's up and coming. You may not even be a playoff team. And Hopkins, I have to think at this point, might want, make a run here and it's a playoff, a Super Bowl. So I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no to both teams. I think New England's going to make a straw. We'll make a play for, I don't know about a strong play. We'll make a play for Hopkins. But if I'm Hopkins, the same problems with New England. Even if they add me, even if I get on that team, Buffalo, Miami, Jets, still may not be better. We may not be better than any of them either.
Well, all right, so let me throw this out there. I don't know if it could be done from a monetary standpoint, but if the Bengals allow T. Higgins to jump, any shot we could see DeAndre Hopkins, Ja'Marr Chase, and Joe Burrow?
That doesn't make any sense, right? I mean, if you're letting Higgins jump, that means you don't want to pay him. So now you're going to pay draft picks and the price for Hopkins? Doesn't make any sense. That'd be an idiotic move. I'm not saying Hopkins isn't better than T. Higgins. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it makes no sense to not pay T. Higgins, the younger guy, to have him for, whatever, 4 or 6 years. But then you're going to pay the price as far as contract and draft picks? That would be wild. I'd be a head scratcher.
I think they would do it just for a one-year run at a potential championship and another Super Bowl appearance. We'll see. These are the questions being asked this offseason. When George and I return, we'll wrap it up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, wrapping up today's show. It always flies when George and I are talking quarterbacks, talking off-season odds. George, I'll give you an option. You have $100. You got to bet it on two or three teams. You can't take the absolute top end and front runners. I'll give you a handful of teams. You ready? Seattle, Chicago, Indianapolis, and we'll throw the Patriots because we talked them in for the Super Bowl. Where would you go? Patriots are 55-1, Bears 65-1, Colts are 200-1, and Arizona's 280.
What was Arizona? What was Seattle?
Seattle was 60.
60, okay. And what's this, to win the Super Bowl? Win the division? What?
Yeah, to win the Super Bowl. You got to take a long shot.
Okay. Forget Indianapolis. I don't even know what the quarterback is. I'm not going Arizona without Kyler Murray's not going to be there. To me, it's one of the other three teams here. I'm not going to go New England. The division is just too high. I think they are the fourth worst team there. Give me Seattle. I'll take Seattle at 61. They're going to run back what they have. Pete Carroll did a great job. They'll add more this year as well. They have extra number one pick from Denver. Give me Seattle here. Geno Smith will be there, by the way. And so, we don't know who the quarterback's going to be in San Francisco, right? Arizona's a mess. LA's always banged up. It's not an easy division, but easier. Chicago's interesting, too. Yeah, because they can get those weapons around Fields.
Seattle, with Geno Smith, he's coming back for another year. It really is amazing. I mean, that was the biggest question mark in the offseason was, can Pete Carroll get this team over the hump? They had a preseason win total at 5.5. And if he, let's just say, gets the same type of productivity out of Geno Smith this year that he did last year, he's got to be mentioned for Coach of the Year. No? I mean, he got
Should've mentioned more this year. Should have mentioned more this year. I left him for dead.
Totally agree. For George Kurtz, our great producer, Andrew Torres, I'm Joe Lisi. We'll see you tomorrow. The Money Line, Kevin Walsh, Donnie Rideside coming up next. Have a great day, everyone.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.